Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Let's get to one of those opinions. It's like they found a way to erase the disappointment of the 2014 Ryder Cup loss with Tom Watson as captain. PGA of America President Ted Bishop was relieved of his duties, according to PGA of America CEO Pete Pavakwa, for sexist comments made by Bishop on social media. But not only was Bishop impeached by the PGA of America board after Bishop apologized to the board and spoke to the board, Ted Bishop will not count as one of the past presidents of the PGA of America. There will be no 38th president. Ted Bishop's tenure will not be recognized as having happened. He will also not serve as honorary president over the next two-year period, which is tradition. Bishop will go home to his family, his golf course, and his business after devoting almost 2 years of his life to bettering the conditions of the members and the stature of the PGA of America. What felled this really great man? Comments he made on Twitter and Facebook about Ian Poulter. Poulter criticizes Nick Faldo in Poulter's new book. Bishop was with Faldo at Sir Nick's junior golf camp this week. They must have talked. On Twitter, Bishop addressed Ian Poulter, tweeting, "Faldo's record stands by itself. Six majors and all-time Ryder Cup points. Yours versus his, little girl." Bishop CC'd it with at Sir Nick Faldo and at PGA of America. Now, I didn't see the tweet. Bishop deleted it, but not before the media jumped on it with all of its might. Calling Poulter a little girl was the sexist remark. Women of stature in the game have rushed forward to condemn the sexist little girl remark. Bishop apologized for using little girl slur against Poulter. Bishop is the father of two women who work in the golf industry and who say their father is not sexist. When I saw it, I thought, what a stupid thing to say. But I didn't think Ted Bishop was sexist. Bishop's position reads much worse, though, on Facebook. There, Bishop had more room. He defended Tom Watson and Nick Faldo and said Poulter's attack on former Ryder Cup captain Faldo sounded like, quote, a little girl squealing during recess. That's bad. It reminds all of the little girls in us of the times we've heard, you play like a girl, you throw a ball like a girl. But it never occurred to me to remove Ted Bishop from office. It occurred to me that Bishop's been under a tremendous amount of negative energy for choosing Tom Watson and for being the PGA of America president who chose Tom Watson, the guy who Phil Mickelson said was a really bad Ryder Cup captain. It occurred to me that he's been on the defense. Talking with Faldo about what Poulter said probably triggered that moment when pen or keyboard should be thrown as far from our fingers as possible. I'm sorry, PGA of America. I'll always remember Ted Bishop for what he did. He united the PGA of America and the PGA Tour. Unheard of. They were both in favor of not banning the long putter. And I'll remember him for creating the KPMG Women's PGA Championship with a big purse. What says the LPGA about Ted Bishop's firing? The PGA of America's quick and decisive action sent a strong message, reinforcing a consistent belief that with so many positive gains being made among golf's leading organizations, there is simply no room nor willingness to step backwards. Me? I wish the powerful men in the world of golf would attack the very real sexism dished out to women in the world of golf every day with this much vigor. Now let's talk some golf. And first, thank the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, custom, or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. and Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Also want to thank Alert Alarm Hawaii. Alert Alarm, protecting commercial and residential customers across the islands with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962, providing security solutions for your peace of mind. Let's take it away. Casey Nakama, director of golf, founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Academy, Michelle Wee's first coach. He will be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame in February of 2015. I am so honored to have you on the show. Welcome, Casey Nakama.
Danielle, thank you very much.
Awesome. I mean, you have been a golf professional. You have played many sports. You wanted to become your whole life, from what I understand it, in the beginning of your life, was dedicated to playing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, first as a player, yeah, we wanted to be players. As we turned professional, we were watching Jack Nicklaus on TV. So yeah, you know, you dedicate everything that you do, your practice, everything you're doing, try to become a player, and then eventually, you know, you set a goal to try to get on the PGA Tour. I think most of the players that do turn pro and are playing golf for a living, I think that should be a goal, that, you know, to try and play with the best players in the world.
As a golf professional since 85, Casey traveled on the Asian Tour during the late 80s and 90s. He was a Ben Hogan PGA Tour member, a winner of local tournaments, of course, the Hilo Invitational, Hawaii State Open, Jal Rainbow Open, Makaha Open, Maui Open, Mid-Pac Open, Waikolo Open. I mean, you have an amazing bio and accomplishments, but you didn't start in golf.
No, I was playing other sports in high school. You know, my dad, my parents didn't play golf, so I was never exposed to the golf course when I was younger. We had my cousin Lloyd Nakama, who was a golf professional at Olamana for a long time. And my uncle Larry, you know, Lloyd's dad, was running the restaurant there, and they were involved in golf. But, you know, my dad never exposed us, exposed me to golf, so.
You played basketball.
Yeah, just I was at the Kalakaua gym all the time. We were playing basketball, and baseball season came around, we'd play baseball. Yeah, and so, you know, it was just one of those things that I never was exposed to when I was younger.
So I'm curious, do you think now where you're at today, that having had all of those sports in your background as a kid and then picking up golf helped your game?
Yeah, absolutely it did, because just the competitiveness of a team sport, you know, never giving up. Sometimes, you know, when you're playing golf and you know that when you're playing poorly and it only affects yourself, sometimes you can get down and it's easy to kind of turn the motor off and say to yourself that I'll come back tomorrow and come play better. But in a team sport, you just can't do that. You got to keep on grinding for all the players that you play alongside. And so, team sports definitely teach you something about not giving up.
Yeah, and you feed off one another. You know, you get that reinforcement coming out. You can do it. You can do it. And you feel that positivity around you. But when you're all by yourself, where do you draw? You know, where do you go to bring that positive energy back so you can pick up the ball and say, okay, throw that away, remove that thought from my mind. I'm going to delete that moment and go forward.
When we're practicing, Danielle, this is one of those things that it's such a lonely sport when you're practicing on your own and all the hours you got to put in. You know, usually you do it late and you're doing it by yourself. And it's just one of those things that when you win, you celebrate, you know, by yourself and with your family and some of your friends. But in a team sport, when you win, you know, you see, you know, we were watching volleyball last night, the girls' volleyball. When the girls win, everybody's on the court jumping, you know, they celebrate together. It's just one of those things that in this sport, in golf, we don't have that, you know, and I think the thing that comes closest to that is the Ryder Cup. But, you know, generally, golf, you celebrate on your own, you win the tournament, everybody congratulates you. And then you leave and you go home by yourself.
And then you're by yourself again, right?
Yeah.
Casey Nakama is the director of golf and founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Academy. He teaches junior golfers. And I mean, when I'm over at Olomana Golf Links, it's amazing to see this flock of children all around him, you know, and he's just, you're a conductor getting it. But do you recognize in children the qualities, the internal qualities that makes for someone who can actually be a loner and succeed?
You know, one of those, first of all, that, you know, I love being around the kids and watching kids develop in this game. Just as, you know, being a good kid growing up and then learning the right things to do. It's just one of those things that I love, you know, being around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes early on, we can see some of these kids that they just take to golf, and they love everything about the game. They look at the equipment. They're curious about a lot of stuff. And so we can tell that sometimes we have some kids that they just really love golfing. You know, a lot of times kids are coming into our program and the parents are just, hey, let's try and go play golf. Let's try soccer. You know, let's go try and play volleyball. So a lot of kids come in just trying golfing, and then all of a sudden we have some of those kids that they just kind of like golfing. They love golfing.
It's interesting. Casey Nakama has been a golf instructor since 1992, mentored many juniors over the years, including one very famous, no longer junior golfer, a very successful LPGA golfer, one of the most recognized women golfers in the world, Michelle Wee. He was her first coach, and we're going to be talking with Casey Nakama. Casey, we're going to take a break, thank our sponsors, and come back, talk some more about your experience with Michelle and how you teach golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual-clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in Sport Plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club.
Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're talking with Casey Nakama. He is the director of golf at the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, a name I really like, Golf Development Center at Olomana Golf Links. It's on Oahu's windward coast. Beautiful place, beautiful location, lots of water lilies. And you were talking earlier about parents who bring their kids in, you know, let's try this. We've tried volleyball, we tried basketball, we tried. Now, let's try golf, see if they like golf. Were Michelle Wee's parents one of those parents that came in and said, here's our daughter, see if she likes golf?
You know, she was playing golf at Hawaii Kai, the par three, and I think the mom was a pretty good player. I'm not sure if the dad played golf, but the mom was a pretty good player, and so they were making her play golf. And, you know, Michelle was really taller and, you know, big for her age. So I guess being not as fast and a little bit clumsy running around, they just made her play some golf. And so when they showed up to Olomana, she was about 9 years old. She has already been playing golf. And I guess I already had a reputation as a player, not so much as a teacher at that time. I did have some really good players, but they came to our office and they said they were going to set up some lessons, and we started from there. So after about a year, and she was 10 years old, almost 11, we could start to see some development in her, and it was pretty impressive, you know, what she was doing at 10 years old. And it was because of her size.
Her size, and then, of course, when she got a little bit older, and, you know, when she was at Wailea during the Sony Open, here she is practicing, right? And was she 14 then, and the PGA Tour pros stopped to watch her? Because
yeah, you know, at the time, Danielle, she was only 12 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know what? It was just one of those moments where she came out of driving range, and she started to hit balls, and the PGA guys, they stopped hitting balls and they watched her hit balls because they've never seen anything like it before. You know, she was about 5'10", I think at the time, 5'8", 5'10", 12 years old and just stroking balls. And God, her, you know, the swing was so long and fluid and beautiful at the time. And as far as she was hitting the ball, and they, you know, it was a girl, and just, they've never seen anything like it before.
I bet. You know, I've got to ask you, you know, everybody said, don't change her swing. Don't change. Yeah. It's beautiful. Why do you think she started tinkering and changing her swing?
You know, when they had the idea, I think their entourage of people that was helping her, they went to the Ledbetter Academy. Mm-hmm. I think they had the idea that they were going to try and play on the PGA Tour, and they wanted to have her hit the ball a little bit farther. So that's when they changed some of the moves to be a little bit more aggressive. And so that first year when she got in the Sony Open, when we had talked, I said, you know, the course is going to play long, and it's just, you can't do nothing about it. Keep the ball in the fairways and just play from the fairways, and that'll give you the best chance. And following year, after she had changed instructors and they tried to make her hit the ball a little bit farther, she did hit the ball farther on occasion, but she also hit the ball a little bit more crooked. And during the Sony Open, you hit the ball into the rough. You better be real long and hitting a short club out of that rough, or not, you're not going to have a chance to play well.
Yeah, it seems like an innocuous course, but if you get out of bounds, you know, not out of bounds, but out of, you know, in the rough, it's rough.
Yeah, it's been, the way they set up the golf course now, you know, for the men on the PGA Tour, the courses are so long, Danielle, that It'll be real tough for any women at this point, you know, to try and compete with the men.
Yeah, exactly. And now, yeah. I have to give you a quote that Casey Nakama has here. It's on his website. You can find him at Casey Nakama Golf. Is that correct, Casey Nakama Golf?
Yeah.
CaseyNakamaGolf.com. There are many ways to learn the game of golf. The actual hands-on method with a golf professional is the best. And I was wondering, you really do focus with the kids. You focus on balance, right? Posture, grip.
You know, one of the main things when we set up the foundation for the kids, you know, gripping the club, make sure that they place the ball in the right spot, take your position to hit the golf ball, make a move at the golf ball, and staying balanced. This is one of the most unnatural things that we do in all of sports. It's one of the most unnatural things to learn and one of the most difficult things to learn. You know, so when kids are starting out, first of all, let me say this, Daniel, we don't have any natural golfers. It's amazing the amount of years that we've been teaching, Lance Suzuki and myself. We don't see any natural golfers. We see some great athletes, some good athletic kids come in, but they got to learn how to swing that club. It's just amazing. So whenever you see a kid, one of the juniors hitting golf balls on the driving range, and their swing looks nice and beautiful, they've learned how to do that. No one grabs that golf club and has a nice swing right out of the box. It's incredible. So the kids that persevere, they listen to instruction, they practice hard, those are the ones that develop those golf swings. But it is such a, you know, I tell our kids right off the bat, this is going to be one of the most difficult sports you're going to try. And it teaches patience. It teaches you how to deal with frustration. And, you know, that's why I'm so biased towards this game, because I think this is just the greatest game for life learning skills.
Yeah, you do have to be ready to come back from all kinds of disappointments in yourself. I mean, it's one thing to disappoint other people, but when you disappoint yourself, there's something so defeated about that. I'm just so defeated. I don't know what to do next.
It's just, you just got to be mentally tough, and you just got to say, you know, chalk it up to a learning experience, and let's go and come back tomorrow and go practice again.
Gosh, and the fact that you can tell them that and they still come back, that tells you something about the ones who, you know, they're willing to practice. And we all have to know, all of us weekend golfers, all recreational golfers, that if you go out there, don't expect your game to be fabulous if you don't have the time to practice. So it's got to be, and I use this because it's got to be fun. It just has to be. Otherwise, why are you spending 4 hours of your day?
Yeah, you just got to keep it as fun as possible. You know, a lot of the adults come in and they say, hey, Casey, I want to be more consistent. And the first question I ask them is, how often do you hit balls, you know, on the driving range in a week? And they said, oh, I only play golf once a week. I play on the weekends. It's really, really difficult to become consistent by, you know, swinging your golf club only once a week. So, you know, it's just the love of the game.
And so you do teach adults?
Oh, yeah. During the week, all my private lessons are generally adults, yeah.
Oh, cool. This is Casey Nakama, director of golf, founder of Casey Nakama Golf Academy, or the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center at Olomana. It's a really beautiful course. It's a challenging course. There's a lot of water on that course, hidden by the water lilies.
There's a whole, you know, you better hit the ball straight. Our course is not that long, but you better hit the ball a little straight. Yeah,
yeah. I really like that golf course. It's very, very relaxing. Now, we talk about injuries in the game, and that some people are more prone to different types of injuries. Tiger Woods is now on the driving range. He's been given permission to start. The bulging disc in another golfer he's got it under control, but at some point, some doctors simply say, no golf. Is there a way to swing the club that won't put a stress on the spine?
You know, I think when you're talking at the professional level, it's way different from social golfing. If you're, you know, you're a weekend golfer and you want to play golf once a week, there are different ways to swing the club that you can just still, you know, play golf. But golf at that level, you can get a little wrist injury or a little elbow injury, or just a small little elbow tweak, and it changes the whole dynamics of your golf swing. It's at that level that they're swinging the golf club, it's so hard to deal with injuries. You know, Jason Day, they get little wrist injuries. They're not going to play golf to that level that they play when they're healthy.
Yeah, and then there's the thumb. I mean, a simple thumb injury, we say simple, right?
Yes, you know, something like that. It's just so hard because they're going at it, you know, so hard at that golf ball when they hit the ground. to hit the ball, that impact that vibrates through your arms, it just shakes everything up in there.
Yeah, and now when Dean Wilson comes, does he come in for your guidance too? I understand, you know, he lives in Arizona, but he comes to Hawaii's Windward Boy.
When Dean was younger and before anyone knew who Dean Wilson was, yeah, we used to talk a lot. He used to come to Olomana, practice a lot. And whenever he gets home, yeah, we get together, and I see him. I still see him at tournaments. But it's so proud of one of the local guys to make it on a PGA Tour.
Yes. Do you see any of the local kids? Stephanie Kono comes to mind. You know, Kimberly Kim comes to mind. All of these are young Hawaii phenoms that we all, you know, they all went and tried out to be on the PGA or the LPGA Tour.
Yeah. We have a few young guys out there now. Alex Ching, TJ Kua. There's a few young guys out there now that has a chance to make it. They just got to keep on going. You know, they got to keep on trying, keep on practicing. We have girls out there, like you said, Nicole Sakamoto is out in Florida right now playing, and they just gotta stick it out and play good at the right time and get some breaks. You know, so. It's a tough road that you choose, but hey, you know, it's fun at the same time. You know, you're in a hotel, you're playing golf, and it's kind of fun at the same time and stressful at the same time. But it's just one thing that I went through, and
I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad. I'm glad you have to pursue it. You have to find out whether you can do it. That's just the way it is.
If that's what you choose, you got to get it out of your system. You got to go play and go see if you're good enough to. To do it.
Talking with Casey Nakama, Director of Golf, founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Development Center at Olomana Links. Casey Nakama will be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame February of 2015. And get in touch with the Aloha section. I'm sure you can get your tickets to be there for the induction. Now that you're going in, who would you like to see become a Hall of Fame member?
Just at this time, I couldn't tell you right off the bat, for our local guys, I've been overwhelmed. I've been so honored and thankful to the Aloha Section PGA for even nominating me and voting me in. I couldn't tell you right off the bat at this time who I would want to get inducted in there.
It's wonderful, and you really deserve it, as all of our great Hall of Famers do. But I'm really thrilled that you're going to be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame February 2015. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
And thanks for being on the show. We're going to come back and talk some more golf, of course, and it's all about an invitational. It's huge. It's the Legends Invitational with Rick Kaiser, the director of the Navy SEAL Museum and a SEAL of 34 years, John Lee, the Legends Invitational owner, and Brian Kelly, New York Giants legend. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We're so glad to have Acura of Honolulu. You want to stop by and check out the amazing new 2015 TLX at Acura of Honolulu this weekend. There's a fresh shipment of the awesome four-cylinder and six-cylinder engines at the TLX that you can find. You can choose either one. There's also a special model that'll give you that super. It's perfect for you, though, because you have so many options, and it's your last opportunity to save really big with the introductory interest rates as low as 1.9%. Whether you choose the ultra sporty and responsive four-cylinder, the muscular athletic six-cylinder, four modes of ride control, the new 2015 TLX delivers a new level of comfort or thrill. You know, you get to choose, but only if you choose a new Acura TLX. So go down to Acura of Honolulu. It's 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, or you can check them out at AcuraHawaii.com. All right. In the clubhouse, I'm really happy to introduce you to John Lee, the Legends Invitational owner. This is the 24th playing of the Legends Invitational at the Legends, Pebble Beach, Spanish Hill, and Spyglass Hill. Welcome to the show, John.
Oh, Daniel, what a delight to speak to you and your audience. Thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. We're waiting for Rick Kaiser and Brian Kelly to call in. So we're gonna start off with 5 years ago. You were, or was it longer than that? Who introduced you to the Legends Invitational?
Oh, it's a great story. We've been personally doing NFL charities work for 35 years. And 22 years ago, Brian Kelly said, come out and look at this wonderful event, which was founded by Curly Morrison from the Cleveland Browns. So I came out. It was honestly the finest golf invitational I'd ever seen. So the next year, I became the title sponsor. We had taken 10 foursomes every year since then, and truly love Curly, his family, and the event. And Curly asked me 5 years ago if I would be willing to carry on the tradition. So it was an honor and privilege to do it. And we've been supporting the Navy SEALs for a number of years, and just had them down to Ocean Reef, where we live, for a wonderful event. And I asked Rick Kaiser if he'd give us the privilege of having this wonderful event benefit the Navy SEALs.
It's wonderful. I was reading some of the you know, benefits the Navy SEALs, the Trident House, just sounds wonderful. Such a respite from the experiences that a SEAL has in their career. And I hope Rick Kaiser, the director of the Navy SEAL Museum and a SEAL of 34 years, will be able to call into the show. But let me talk to you about, I really like the way that you have set this up. When you said that it's a unique experience, and as you say, it's more like a Crosby clam bake, more of like a happening. It's fun, it's food, it's golf, it's companionship, it's just, and it's raising money for a really worthy cause.
And a wonderful thing. Arnold Palmer is a dear friend. We presented him with an award from the SEALs. If you go on the legendsinvitational.com or the Navy SEAL Museum website, you'll see some great marketing and the letter from Arnold and a couple of admirals, including Admiral Mike Mullen and Admiral Eric Olson and Adder. And in the history of Pebble Beach, this is the first time we're going to have Navy SEALs parachute into Spanish Bay. And after six SEALs parachute in, we're going to have a helicopter with four SEALs and a SEAL canine rappelling in.
Wow.
We've been very fortunate to have Admiral Harwood as our guest speaker for the opening ceremonies. The American Rogues, one of the top Celtic bands in the entire world, are flying in for the event. And it's a four-day event, and we've got great NFL legends, Nick Bonacani, Marcus Allen, Ted Hendricks, Brian Kelly, Jim Burt, Randall McDaniel. We've got Olympic gold medal winner Dan Jensen. We've got Anthony Munoz, Paul Krause. I mean, it's just a marvelous, very social, casual event, and it's truly count my blessings owning it, and I count my blessings like the well, everybody in America should to be able to benefit these wonderful Navy SEALs that do so much for us.
Yeah. The celebrities that come in, how do you choose your legends, the sports legends, the NFL greats?
You know, we've been blessed. Given the fact that Curly Morrison was a legend himself, he was the most valuable player in the Rose Bowl in 1950. So Curly knows all of these guys personally, having done NFL charities work for 35 years. I'm also on the board of the Taste of the NFL, which has raised $25 million for hunger-related charities. And so there's a lot of interaction between these celebrities and dear friends, quite frankly. So we've been blessed with an abundance of great guys that come back every year. And ironically, it's when they can't come back that a kind of a new opening will happen. You know, Jerry Rice joins us.
Yes, yes.
You know,
awesome.
John Stenerud, Paul Warfield, great group of guys.
It's the Legends Invitational. You can see it at legendsinvitational.com. And the tournament really offers something for everybody. Women, if you like to golf but your husband isn't a golfer, or men, if you've got a wife, she'd love to go to Pebble Beach, but not really for the golf. There's so much going on there. And then, of course, you're in Carmel Valley and close to Big Sur, so there's lots of things to do. And just a really nice event, wonderful event. It's legendsinvitational.com. We're going to try to get through to Rick Kaiser and Brian Kelly, one of the finest linebackers ever to play football. I mean, 11 years as a starting outside linebacker, that's amazing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX is a nearly indescribable thrill. To explain that thrill, we could have hired a proper documentarian.
The TLX stalks the hairpin turn. It waits with high-octane aggression. Let's watch as it devours the road with savage precision.
Or that voice from that movie trailer.
In a crowded luxury market, one sedan has what others only dream of. Sport Plus mode, 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and plenty of cup holders.
Or even an enthusiastic play-by-play announcer.
And hitting cleanup, the TLX. Sport Plus mode's a huge advantage here. And oh, there's a drive deep right field. Back. This car's out of here.
We could have tried all of these, but nothing comes close to experiencing the thrill of the TLX like driving it. Come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit them today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407, providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. LegendsInvitational.com is where you'll find out more. We're talking about the 24th annual Legends Invitational Golf Tournament. It is November 14th to the 17th. It's a one-of-a-kind experience, a tournament that teams up former NFL greats and other sport legends with corporate guys who want to go out and have some fun and raise money for a very good organization. Rick Kaiser is the director of the Navy SEAL Museum, a SEAL of 34 years. Haven't been able to get through to him yet, but Brian Kelly is one of the legends, and of course, John Lee is the Legends Invitational owner. John Lee set us up. Let's get right to Brian Kelly, the New York Giants legend, one of the finest linebackers to ever play football for the New York Giants. He left the Giants after 11 years on the team as the starting outside linebacker. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Danielle. It's nice being here and nice hearing you guys from Hawaii. I guess the weather, I'm on the East Coast up northeast, so we're a little cold up here, but I guess you guys are, I would assume, is just having beautiful weather there.
Absolutely,
huh?
Gorgeous. The trades are blowing. The wind is cooling us off. It'll be about 88 degrees and a great day to play golf. You also played rugby.
I sure did. In fact, used to come over to Hawaii and play rugby, a little bit of rugby myself.
You came here because I know at Kapiolani Park there's some really good rugby teams that play.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
You played here?
I came over and played. John Wilbur used to be one of the main guys over in Hawaii. He basically moved over. He played for the Washington Redskins. But he moved over to Hawaii and started a rugby team over there. So we would, every once in a while, we'd take a trip over to Hawaii and play their Hawaiian team, you know, and play the Samoans and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they great, great rugby they play. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. I used to use it. It was a sort of kept me in shape for a professional football until they found out I was actually playing rugby during football when I was playing pro football, and that came to a quick halt.
That scared them.
What the world was I doing playing rugby and playing football? But I tell you, rugby is a great sport. I love playing it.
That's wonderful. You're tough. I mean, I was thinking, you know, 11 years as a starting outside linebacker, that's tough. And now, you know, when you know about your rugby history, it's like, well, yeah, the guy plays rugby. I was talking earlier, of course, with John about mm-hmm. you introducing him to the legends. And I was wondering, who introduced you?
Good question. Actually, what happened, a friend of mine was at a charity event, and he actually, Rick Rizzuto, and he actually bought a foursome for the event. Had no idea about the event at all, just bought the foursome because, you know, obviously you're playing Pebble Beach, Spyglass, and Spanish Bay, and he was a golfer, and he decided he wanted to go, and the event looked fantastic. So he won it in an auction at a charity event, and he asked me just to go out. And at the time, you know, didn't even know there were NFL players involved in everything at the time when I first, the first time I went out. So the first, actually, I think the first two times I went out and actually, you know, was a member of a foursome. But then after that, Curly Morrison, you know, obviously got to know me and invited me out to come out and be a celebrity for the player for the NFL Legends. And I'm not that stupid. I said, absolutely, I'll come out and play Pebble Beach and Spyglass any opportunity I can. And so I've been doing that. I've probably been doing it for the last 15 years. But
wow.
I'll tell you, Daniel, I play probably in 20 tournaments a year, and I'm by far this uh, this uh, this out reaches them all.
This is awesome.
This is a big one.
I look at that. Look at legendsinvitational.com. You got to go there and see, you know, all the people who are playing and the things that you can do. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And the fact that it benefits the Navy SEAL Museum, the Trident House, I'm just touched by the idea that the guys who, you know, are tired from 17 years or however long they've been a SEAL, there's a place for them to go to get respite,
right,
you know, and recover. And then helping the fallen SEAL families and the scholarships,
right,
and all of that. But back to you. Okay.
But Danielle, you know, you hit a great point, you know, about the Navy SEALs and stuff. I mean, you know, everybody looks at football players as heroes and stuff like that, but we're just playing a game. We're out there just playing a game for it. Eventually, you know, obviously it's for high stakes to go to the Super Bowl, but these guys are the Navy SEALs are the real heroes. So these guys play for keeps. I mean, they play for their life. They go out.
That's right.
You know, it's a big difference, and we're just honored just to be associated with them. All the NFL legend on, we spoke about it, and we're honored and we're excited about, you know, working with them, and, you know, hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for the museum and for the widows of the Navy SEALs, and we're just, I can't tell you how excited we are about doing this with the Navy SEALs.
It's wonderful. They're going to, like, parachute in and rappel down with a canine unit. I mean, it's like, what an introduction. I actually jumped out of a perfectly good airplane, but only as a tandem parachute. You know, I didn't actually do it myself. And what a rush that is.
Yeah.
We're talking
one thing I have not done. And I'm not looking forward to doing it.
No.
Jumping out of a plane. I don't care with anything. On my back. I'll let them do that. I'll let them Navy SEALs die. Come in with those shoes.
Brian Kelly, New York Giants legend, one of the finest linebackers ever to play football for the New York Giants. And he is a great golfer. And that's what John Lee told me. So I know it's got to be true. When did you take up golf, Brian?
I actually took up golf when I was, probably when I was 23, about my second year in the NFL. And I became serious, but it's sort of a family tradition, though. Both my uncles were professional golfers.
Oh.
In fact, my Uncle Jimmy Powell, he won like 6 or 7 times on this senior tour and stuff, so I sort of had a little background and a little help in learning the game. So, I mean, it helps to have, you know, your uncle that's able to work with you and with your swing and everything. So I had a little help, but I play well. But I tell you what, there's a lot of great golfers I mean, obviously we don't compare with professional golfers. I mean, we might be good golfers as far as amateurs, but as far as that level, we're not. But you look at guys like Jerry Rice, Marshall Faulk. I mean, these guys are like, you know, I think Jerry's a plus one. Marshall Faulk should be like a plus one handicap. I mean, we've got some pretty good golfers that show up for this tournament. So it's very competitive out there.
So the NFL doesn't mind that you play golf as long as you don't play rugby, right?
Yeah. Golf is pretty easy. No chance of getting hit with that one. Of course, you never, some of the guys I used to play golf with, like LT, Lawrence Taylor and Phil Simms,
yeah,
and stuff, I don't know. It came pretty rough out there on the phone on the golf course.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that part.
Yeah.
So I got to ask Brian Kelly, New York Giants, a legend, playing in the Legends Invitational. You went into finance when you retired from the NFL. And I was wondering, you've got the lowdown on this. Is it true that more business is done on the golf course than in the boardroom?
Well, I tell you what, a lot of it is started on the golf course. I can say that. I use it quite a bit out here. You know, I'm a member of a club, and that's what I do. And this tournament is, I would say, is one of the finest as far as, you know, bringing clients, you know, to this tournament. I mean, you know, when you bring a potential client or a client to something like this, I mean, it's very impressive. And it, you know, it gets them looking at you pretty seriously as far as business. So I definitely believe a ton of business is done on the golf course.
So, yeah, we started a chapter here, the EWGA, you know, to encourage more women to get into the game, but also to network, you know, to find their way into the game and to network. We're talking with Brian Kelly, New York Giants legend. He is one of the legends playing in the Legends Invitational. You can find it at legendsinvitational.com. The owner is John Lee. He's also here with us. And, John, we haven't been able to get Rick onto the phone line, the director of the Navy SEAL Museum. Something must have come up for him. Have you been able to reach him?
You know, I just sent a text and an email. The only thing I can say is that Rick is still active with many active SEALs.
So yes, yes.
If he's not on the call, I'm sure it's for a very good reason.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And if he
might read about it in the paper tomorrow.
Good point. But if he just make this call, Danielle, and you'd like, he'll be happy to join you on another call.
Rick Kaiser is the person we're talking about, director of the Navy SEAL Museum, a SEAL of 34 years. You know, I wanted to ask him, he joined the Navy when he was 17 years old, but he went straight into basic underwater demolition SEAL BUDS training, class 109, in Coronado, California, at 17. That's tough. Brian.
I heard that Navy SEAL stuff pretty easy, though. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I tell you, that Navy SEAL stuff makes the football camp look easy. Let me tell you.
That's really something. Would you, gentlemen, I need to take a break, thank the people who make the show possible. It'll just be a short a little interlude, and then we'll come back, talk a little bit about what the Navy SEAL Museum and some of the benefits of this and how people can get involved in the Legends Invitational. Can you stay with me?
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking this morning with Brian Kelly, New York Giants legend, and John Lee, Legends Invitational owner. It's at legendsinvitational.com. It's the 24th annual Legends Invitational Golf Tournament, November 14th to the 17th. It's a one-of-a-kind experience because you get to play three golf courses, Pebble Beach, Spanish Bay, Spyglass, with the former NFL greats, other sports legends. And, of course, if you're a corporate executive or a business professional, you can get in. How do you get in? What if somebody's listening right now and they want to be a part of this, maybe this year or next year?
You know, Danielle, I'm kind of proud to say that we are sold out this year, so if anyone has interest for next year, which will be the 25th, which is a remarkable accomplishment, you know, just email me, John Lee, at Legends Invitational, and all that information is on the Legends Invitational website and also the Navy SEAL Museum website. Next year, we'll have some very exciting announcements. We've actually reserved the entire French Laundry for a very special tribute to the SEALs on November 12th. And then the 25th Legends next year is November 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. And we'll pretty much be doing a repeat, an extraordinary repeat of SEALs and Admirals parachuting in and some of the greatest celebrities and honoring these great heroes. So it's a privilege to do it. And if anybody's interested, we would welcome your support. If you want to do something this year, I'd ask you to go on the Navy SEAL Museum website. There's 100 different ways from becoming a member to helping build a house to helping support a scholarship. There are many, many ways from anywhere from $50 to buying a house to honor these guys. So your support would be welcome.
Brian Kelly, New York Giants legend. Do you have your team already ready for next year?
I don't know who my team is. I'm sort of one of the guys that once I get there, I find out who my team is. That's what they do is they with the football players they put them with a team, so you don't have an actual team until you get there. It's
like a draw party. A draw party.
Yeah, sort of. We have a draw party. We have a pairings party Friday night, the first night we're there after the SEALs come thundering in. We go in inside and we do our pairings party and stuff. And then that's when the NFL players find out which foursome they're playing.
Excellent. And I was wondering, John, do you always have National Navy SEAL Museum and Memorial as the beneficiary?
You know, honestly, this is the first year we've done it. We've been, I've been supporting the SEALs for many years, and we had a meeting. We felt it would be great for them, and the response, Danielle, has been overwhelming. And so it's so extraordinarily positive, and the Navy SEALs will be the beneficiary going forward for hopefully the next 25 years.
That's fabulous. I love it. This 24th annual Legends Invitational at Pebble Beach. The mission of the National Navy SEAL Museum is to preserve the history and heritage of Navy SEALs, their predecessors, while honoring our fallen at the Navy SEAL Memorial and caring for our families through the Trident House and Navy SEAL Museum Scholarship Fund. Great Americans such as you transform this mission to a reality. Our Trident House, and this is from Rick Kaiser, it's on the website, our Trident House exists to care for the families of our fallen SEALs, along with those who are battle-fatigued after 14 years of combat. Guests get a chance to relax, reconnect, and revive free of charge in a beautiful home located on the Indian River. Additionally, the Navy SEAL Museum Scholarship Fund awards scholarships to the children and the spouses of Naval Special Warfare personnel. Partnering with the UDT SEAL Association, the scholarships are based on merit and academic potential. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Is there something that you'd like to say in conclusion, Mr. Kelly?
Well, no, I just I'd like to say it's you know, if anybody's interested, you know, definitely go on the website and look it up. And for next year, and if you can help the Navy SEALs any way you can, that'd be fantastic. And thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You're fun. When I saw rugby, I went, this is the man.
This guy's crazy. This guy's crazy.
Yeah, that was one of the thoughts. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I get it all the time. Okay. Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Thank you, Brian. Okay. Aloha. Bye-bye. And John, anything you'd like to finish up with?
No, I just, God bless America. God bless these SEALs. And if you think of the you'd like to support them, just please visit the Navy SEAL Museum website. There's a lot of ways we can say thank you for their service.
Thank you very much for being on the show. I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me. And I would really much, very much like to talk with Mr. Kaiser whenever that's a possibility. Thanks.
Yeah, Danielle, we'll get that done. If you want to fly over and hang out with us, be my guest.
Right on. Thank you so much. That makes me very happy. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
A real pleasure. Thanks.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalohe'o. And my name is Danielle Tucker, and you are in the clubhouse, and we are going to go to Ireland. That's right. We're going to be driving the green and hooked. Well, we already are hooked, right? And these are two books out. One is all about the different courses in Ireland that you could play. And it kind of is no holds bar. Kevin Markham does not tell you, oh, this is a fabulous golf course, if it's not. And so you can really go through this book. It's updated and revised, Hooked, An Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland. But while he was doing this book on his travels through Ireland, well, that's why we have the second book, Driving the Green, An Irish Golfing Adventure. We're going to be talking with Kevin Markham right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Hoi Pu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoi Pu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoi Pu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, we're in the clubhouse, and we've got somebody coming in right now. It looks like Rick Kaiser has joined us, and Kevin Markham from Ireland, Hooked, The Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland, and Driving the Green, An Irish Golfing Adventure. Kevin Markham?
Hello, Danielle. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Can you stand by a second? We lost somebody earlier in the show with an emergency, and I just wanted to talk with Mr. Kaiser about what he does with the Navy SEALs. Is it okay if we hold off for a few minutes?
Of course. Work away.
Oh, excellent. It's so good to hear from you. Rick Kaiser, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Daniel, I apologize for not calling in earlier. We had a little emergency here at the museum.
No worries. No worries.
But I'll give you a little story. One of the things we do here is a children's camp for the kids that have their fathers have been killed in combat and try to from, basic life skills to leadership to, how to get along in life and we had a little emergency here that I had to take care of, so I called as soon as I was completed.
Well, John told me that, and Brian, they both said, well, if Rick isn't here, it's because it's an emergency. And I figured that, because someone like yourself, I have to ask you, Rick Kaiser, a SEAL of 34 years, you went into basic at the age of 17, and you went straight into SEAL training. why did, I mean, what drove you at such a young age into such a vigorous endeavor?
To be honest with you, ever since I was a much younger child, I always wanted to join the Navy and go on submarines, believe it or not. When I was 16, I went to the recruiter's office, and he had a little pamphlet on Navy SEALs. And back in late 70s, nobody knew what a Navy SEAL was. And I read the pamphlet, thought that would be interesting, and decided to give it a shot.
You thought it'd be interesting. Did you expect it to be as rigorous as it became?
Oh, I had no idea. None. Totally clueless.
Because, you went into basic underwater demolition SEAL buds training. Wow.
Yeah. And I think I had you do a four-year hitch. And at the end of my first 4 years, I was in the Great Dismal Swamp doing a practice exercise and falling over sunken roots. And I said, you know what, either I'm going to enjoy this or I'm going to get out. And I decided at that point I was going to enjoy it and make it a career, and that's what I did.
Wow. And then 34 years later, here we are. This is Rick Kaiser, director of the Navy SEAL Museum. He received in 1993 the Silver Star Medal for Valor during the Battle of Mogadishu. You may know that from the movie Black Hawk Down. He served at NSWDG, that's Naval Special Warfare Development Group, until 2012, and acted as sniper explosive experts, leading training chief, sniper team leader, deputy operations officer, and is currently employed as the executive director of the U.S. Navy SEAL Museum in Port Pierce, Florida. I want you to tell us about the Trident House, because I'm really drawn to that.
Well, part of the things that we do here at the museum, we're much more than just a museum with artifacts and things to look at, although we have a lot of that. We also do a lot of family support, one of them being the kids' camp like we're putting on this weekend, the other being the Trident House. And the Trident House is a home that's about 20 minutes away from the museum in Florida, in Sebastian. And we invite all, special forces troops, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines that are in need of respite, need a little chance to catch up with their families, to the house free of charge. We take care of everything for them while they're here. We also invite the families of the fallen. So if their fathers, husbands, brothers were killed in combat, we also invite them down. And that's really special for us, because they come to the museum and they have a lot of questions, obviously, with the passing of their loved one. And we're able to answer those questions and give them a little closure, a little bit of happiness of what their loved one was doing and what they, the greater cause they're serving, and a little bit about SEALs and everything else.
We're talking.
That's the Trident House.
That's wonderful. I love that house. I mean, the idea that you can get away from everything, after 14 years of being under the pressures and the rigors of being a SEAL, and just being able to reconnect with your family, or if you've lost someone, if you've lost your husband, your loved one, there's a place to go and talk to people, other SEALs, about, and go to the museum and find out. It's a beautiful message. We're talking with this wonderful man. His name is Rick Kaiser, the director of the Navy SEAL Museum. And the reason I bring that up is because they are the beneficiaries this year. And from now on, according to John Lee, the Legends Invitational owner, they're going to be the beneficiary of the Legends Invitational that's held every year at Pebble Beach. And it's, if you want to play, legendsinvitational.com. You guys are going to helicopter in? You're going to parachute in? You're going to rappel down with a canine unit?
Yes. Yeah, I can't really golf, so I need to keep doing SEAL type stuff, so to make my worth. they're definitely not going to put me on the golf course. So I'd much rather do a jump in and meet and greet and thank the folks for supporting us.
Then, and how do you teach a dog to jump out of an airplane?
Oh, you don't. You strap them to you. You put a muzzle on them, and then you jump. That's it.
I bet after a while they get to like it.
No, no, I've never met a dog that like that. It's not natural for them.
Okay, then they're smart.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Rick Kaiser, for calling in. Really appreciate the
thank
time.
You.
Aloha.
Bye.
We are really blessed to have men like Rick Kaiser. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, we're going to have a mostly cloudy day today. Yes, we're going to have a little rain. I didn't want to tell the guys that we're going to have a cloudy day today. They asked me how the weather. Isolated showers, the highs between 84 and 89. And now we're going to go golfing. Okay, Kevin Markham. I told you all about it, right? He wrote the book Hooked. I don't know if Kevin heard my intro to him before 8 o'clock. But Hooked, an amateur guide to the golf courses of Ireland. This is the updated revised edition. He came out with it. It's a beautiful book. I mean, I think somebody said this book will, was it Colin Montgomery said that this book will be something important for years to come? That's
I would hope so.
Yes. And then yeah. Out of this book of playing every 18-hole golf course in Ireland came this book. Driving the Green, The Irish Golfing Adventure. Now, I have to tell you, there are some interesting stories in this, but most of it is about you drove across Ireland in a camper.
Yep.
And yep. That's yep. How you met those four crazy guys from Hawaii, right?
That's right. Yeah. They're a great bunch of guys. They're planning a trip to Australia now, and they're trying to drag me along, and my wife's like, no, you can't do that.
Well, I thought about your wife when you went off on this journey in Ireland. I thought, wow, I wonder why his wife didn't go with him. And then I started reading the Driving the Green book, The Irish Golfing Adventure. And some of the things that you put up with to accomplish your decision, your task at hand to play every 18-hole golf course in Ireland, I don't think a woman would want to go along with you.
No, there were a fair few things that went on that, no, she wasn't going to have any of it. So, she stepped into the camper van, she went for a drive in it, and then she just went, you know what, I don't think so. So, I mean, it's fine. It's one of those things where I don't know whether it's a man-woman thing or how it actually works, but sometimes I sort of sit there and think, you know, I'm quite happy in a bit of squalor. You know, it doesn't really bother me. I get used to sort of like the dirt and the smell. But some other people don't, and I'm, you know, my wife, I'm not saying she's precious, she certainly isn't, but I think there are certain limits which she won't tolerate, and one of them is smelly golf shoes, and that's just the start of it.
Yes, well, I'm reading here, okay, page 128. The infamous Ring of Kerry, the N70, is not to be trifled with at the best of times, but in the dark, you might as well try steering with your teeth for all the control you'll have. Now, no, thank you. I don't want to be in a car like that. Tell me about that.
Well, look, the Irish roads have a reputation. I mean, we've had a reputation for years of not having the best things in the country or in the world. And I've always thought it's strange. You know, you meet Americans on the road, and I met a lot of Americans on my travels. Not surprisingly, I'm playing some of the best courses in the world on the West Coast, certainly the Ballybunions and places like that, and lots of Americans around playing them. And I always look at their routes, and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to drive from Royal County Down, and we're going to play Old Head tomorrow. I'm going, in the States, you can do that. You've got great roads that take you from A to B. But, I mean, to get from Old Head to Royal County Down, you've got to go from A to B to C to D to E, you know, and you're driving all around the place to get to your destination. And a lot of the roads aren't good.
So
you know, it's difficult, you know, and it's not going to take you the 2 hours that it might take you in the States. It can take you 4 or 5 hours, and it's hard going.
That's funny. When you said, I have a suggestion for Kerry County Council, repair the road properly and give the tourists a journey to remember. What's the problem with that?
Well, it's just, in terms of the Ring of Kerry, you know, it's very famous. It's very busy during the summer. It's extremely popular, lots of tour buses, but the tour buses are only allowed to go in one direction. Which makes a lot of sense because there are places on the road where you couldn't get two buses passing each other. There simply isn't enough room. So it's pretty dangerous. I mean, the views are absolutely spectacular. It's an amazing place. But, you know, you've got those typical sort of thing where you're driving and you are on the edge of cliffs. And if you go a couple of feet off the edge, you know, you're tumbling down to your doom sort of thing. So you've got to be very, very careful, take it slowly. But, I mean, the reward is you get the beautiful views.
Just don't get too close.
Yeah.
Hooked is the golf course guide for amateurs going to Ireland to play, written by Kevin Markham. And Driving the Green is the book he wrote about the stories, the encounters, the experiences he had while he was going to play all 18 whole golf courses in Ireland. Why didn't you play any 9-hole golf courses?
I think at the end of the day, there were too many to add in. There were 350 Irish golf 18-hole courses, and that was, a huge ask. And also, a lot of the 9-hole courses, they aren't very much use. I mean, they're not very good courses. There are some beauties. I mean, anyone worth their salt will probably have heard of Mulranny and Critch Island, 2 9-hole courses, which are on the coastline, and they're beautiful courses. But for the most part, 9-hole courses are not something that you actively go and seek out when you've got these amazing 18-hole courses as well.
But you do have a lot of 9-hole courses.
I think we've got about 100.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm just curious because, people don't have any time anymore and they're talking about, let's only play 9 holes, but most courses are designed for the 18-hole experience. You can rework it maybe to make 9. So it just seemed, I thought, how many golf courses are 9 holes in Ireland compared to, I can think of one here on Oahu.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So.
Well, I mean, sorry, go on.
No, I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on in terms of time, and it's one of the complaints. And I know I actually sort of make a comment in the book, which a couple of people have brought back up when I've talked to them about it, and saying that the American game is a slow game. You guys tend to take your time playing golf, and you can be out there for 5-6 hours. Over here, we're not happy if it takes more than 4. So from that point of view, yeah, maybe there is a lot of effort going into how to play shorter rounds of golf. And obviously 9 holes and 12 holes are two sort of formats that have been put forward. So, yeah, 9-hole courses should benefit. But I think part of it is, if you were coming a long way, even for me, if I'm thinking to myself, I want to go and play golf, I don't think in terms of 9 holes. I'm not even thinking playing 9 holes twice. I want to go to a course that is 18 holes because it just sounds more glamorous. You feel you're getting more variety and you feel you're getting your money's worth.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and for us, when we have little time, the 9-hole option is wonderful just because it works. So I'm going here to Monkeys, Snails, and Other Duds. That's the name of one of the chapters. Page 140. It is still a journey from Dingle to the golf course in Ballyfederer. You cross a rural landscape of dry stone walls and fields rising into mountains. When I reached Ireland's most westerly golf course, I almost didn't see it. Tell us about that journey.
Right. I mean, Ireland is obviously, so many people, and so many people in America see Ireland as some sort of home. Going back a couple of generations, maybe younger, maybe older. And, when you go west, there is something mystical about the landscape and also about the people. It's just one of those places that but the East Coast where I live, I live south of Dublin, and you don't get that same kind of charm. It's still beautiful here, but the further west you go, the fewer people there are. And it's the stone walls really, really come out. I mean, the stone walls here, they've been there for thousands of years. It's a remarkable thing when you actually see them, and driving out to Dingle, particularly on this peninsula, they're all around you, and they just sort of like disappear into the horizon sometimes, and it's a beautiful thing. And getting out to the actual golf course, they sort of lead you the whole way there, and then because Dingle is a links course, you're expecting it to be right on the sea, but it's not. It's actually just slightly inland from the sea. So you're looking in the wrong direction when you get there, and then you find the golf course, and again, it's kind of surrounded by these beautiful stone walls.
When we were talking via email about what we could cover, we always think of there being links courses in Ireland and only links courses. So that's what I would expect to find, is only links courses. Am I completely wrong?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd say we have 350, give or take, 18-hole courses. And of those, 50 are links, roughly. So we've got 300 parkland stroke seaside golf courses. I mean, obviously, you know, it goes back to the beginning of the game, which is links golf, which is why, you know, Ireland is such a golf destination for people from around the world, America particularly. But we have all these other courses that you can play on. I mean, the Ryder Cup in 2006 was played on a parkland course that was, you know, it's a very, very glamorous course here in Ireland. But a lot of Americans would look at it and say, hey, that's just like any number of courses down the road, because it's beautifully primped and preened and looks glorious. But it's not a links course. It's just splat bang in the middle of the country, and it's got beautiful landscape around it, but it's not particularly interesting. I much prefer links golf. I mean, I think links golf brings out a completely different game in you. It's much more exciting, and certainly for Americans who don't get to play that kind of golf, it is a huge attraction of this country.
I'm wondering.
Links golf is very much what we're known for, certainly in America. But there are other courses. I mean, Americans particularly get in touch with me through my blog and ask questions about, oh, look, you know, I'm going to go here. Is there anywhere else you recommend? And there are a few courses that I would certainly say, well, look, try and go and play these courses, because they were among our earliest golf courses. And, you know, there's a place called Carlo Golf Club, which hasn't changed in probably 100 years. So, you know, everything that was done 100 years ago is still there today, and it's one of our classic parkland inland courses.
And it's a parkland course. It's not a links course.
No.
Exactly. So my question, perfectly answered by you, is did the parkland courses get built to satisfy all the Americans and the tourists coming to visit? And the answer is no. They just were built, and there was a parkland. And so can you explain the difference between links and parkland courses? And since links courses, to my mind, are easier, they're just laid out, nature lays them out for you, but parkland, you've got to do something. Can you explain the difference, please?
Okay. Right. Well, a links course, by the correct definition, is land that links the sea to the arable land or farmland. So basically, over time, it was land that couldn't be used for farming. So you couldn't grow anything on it, and it was no use for grazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sort of dunes and sands and the grasses that were there between sea and land. And they weren't much use for anything, so people started playing golf in them. I mean, this is obviously going back to, what was it, 15th century or something. It started up in Scotland, in its current form anyway. And so that's the classic links. And yes, you're right, absolutely. It's most of the holes are simply laid out. Certainly some of the courses you go to here, again, Royal County Down hasn't changed in 100-plus years, or very, very little, because, you know, the holes just naturally flow between the dunes, and it was easy to see where tee sites and green sites were. Parkland is completely different. You can get that. Funnily enough, Carlo, that I just mentioned, would be a perfect example of a course that hasn't changed very much at all, and it's played today very much as it was laid out, which just flows over the land. Nowadays, with all the technology and the huge machinery we have, we can shape any kind of golf course that we want, wherever we are in the world. So, you know, between 1990 and 2008, when the recession hit, the number of golf courses in Ireland increased by 50%. So we had a huge number. I actually worked it out that every 2 months a new golf course opened in this country. Over those 18 years.
Yeah.
So and pretty much every single one of those was parkland and shaped by machinery, and not the natural landscape. I mean, you've got the one that would really stand out, well, one or two that really stand out would be Doon Beg, which is now Trump International, and another place called Carn up in Belmullet, which is very, very remote, but an amazing links course.
This is Kevin Markham.
I hope that answers your question.
Oh, it does. Kevin Markham, Driving the Green, an Irish golfing adventure. I recommend it. So the reason I lead into that is because we go to the golf course and we consider, okay, the wind is blowing this way and the green is running a little slower because it rained and. But how about if you go to a place where the dunes have shifted? I love this, the idea that you have no idea what you're getting yourself into until you get to this golf course, which all of a sudden I can't find the name. I have the page open, and I just looked at it. Is it Northwest? Okay. Is it Northwest? Where the story of Northwest, the dunes shifting?
Oh, poor Northwest.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was not so much the dunes shifting. I mean, a lot of them, it's interesting you bring that up with after I've just mentioned Trump. Because he went into Scotland and believes that he did an extremely good thing for the environment by securing this moving dune system, which is one of the last moving dune systems in Europe. And he stabilized it and claimed that was a good idea. So I think it's amusing you mentioned that. And most of the dune systems, yes, they will move a little bit. Obviously, you know, big winds will move it. But what happened at Northwest was they simply lost the land. The storms and where they where they're positioned, there was huge amounts of sea battering.
Wow.
That took, you know, I think it's 150 yards off the golf course across the whole golf course.
Wow.
So they put in these amazing sea defenses, which are, you know, have held for the last 40, 50 years. But by then, they'd lost a massive amount of land. And the course is, it's a bit tight. I mean, it's a lovely little course. But, yeah, it's amazing to think what was taken away from them.
When you bring up Trump, I have to ask you, you know, he's kind of changed a little bit. He's softened a little bit, according to the people here in the United States. They think that he's done wonderful things for the golf world and that he's a much more real golf-friendly person, sans the water fountains. What's the feeling in Ireland?
I think, generally speaking, people are very pleased he's come into Ireland and he's doing what he's doing with Dunbeg. On a personal note or personal front, from my point of view, anyway, he's very good for golf, but he's very good for the very top 1% of golf. He's not good for, you know, the Joe Soaps, the average golfers down the bottom, who are never going to get to play the courses that he takes over. I mean, he goes in, he does huge work on them, and then he slaps $300 green fees on them. And that's great for the guys who can afford it and the guys who you know, see that as being a massively exuberant experience. But for most golfers, you know, it's way out of their reach, and they don't particularly want that kind of experience. I mean, in Ireland, there are only a couple of courses really where you turn up and you're met at the car and your bags are taken and you're driven to the clubhouse and everything is laid out for you. Mm. You know, over here that just doesn't happen very often and it's not particularly desired because we're not used to it. Whereas I think in America, and you know, I may be wrong here and I apologize if I am, but in America that's probably a more common experience for golfers.
If you can afford it.
Afford it. And I mean, that's the nature of it.
Yes. That is the nature of it. You know, and I think that what you write, I'll never be able to play Doral. You know, I can't afford to play Doral. I probably couldn't afford to play it before he took it over, but I certainly can't afford to play it now. And I understand exactly what you're saying. Kevin Markham is author of Hooked, An Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland. I suggest you get it. And he's also, this is a wonderful story about traveling, that if you plan to do an Ireland or Scotland or just a journey and using a camper, you've got to read his second book. It's called Driving the Green, An Irish Golfing Legend. It's the behind-the-scenes look at, oh, I don't know, a car blowing up. And how much did it cost to repair it?
Oh, something like €1,500, whatever that would be in dollars now.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. Kevin Markham, thanks so much for being on the show. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. I want to thank our sponsors. These people make the show possible. Without Alert Alarm Hawaii, protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962, providing security solutions for your peace of mind. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. There's a whole new fleet in that you can test out. They've got the four-cylinder, the six-cylinder. Awesome. There's one for you. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right, right? Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Love Poipu Bay. If you get a chance, visually stunning. It was designed by Robert Trent Jones Jr., and he was starting with Kauai's Poipu Bay, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, it's Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home or your business. You got to get them on your property. They tell you where your weak places are, your vulnerable points are, and then they help you protect it. For your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. It's Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and California. Without these people, we wouldn't be able to do this show. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.